Oregon residents may have felt an earthquake last night. The 6.0 magnitude shaker occurred 7:30 p.m. yesterday. While it was a larger quake, it occurred 159 miles under the ocean west of Coos Bay and 187 miles west-northwest of Brookings. Yesterday, a Humboldt County jury found 23-year-old Jacob Charles Steele of McKinleyville guilty of second-degree murder. The jury found that Steele intentionally killed Jerry George by shooting him with a handgun during an argument occurring in Steele's McKinleyville residence, January 22nd of last year. Steele was also found guilty of criminal threats stemming from threats he made against a witness in the case. Steele faces up to life in state prison and is scheduled to be sentenced March 13th at 2 p.m., The Board of Supervisors heard a mid-year budget review from administration staff yesterday, and while the news in general was good, the state of the county's general fund is structurally imbalanced. According to staff reports, the general fund will stand at around $2 million at the end of the fiscal year, but expenditures are exceeding projections due to several factors, including rising costs for jail services and additional expenses in the district attorney's office. Many of the revenue sources for the fiscal year are one-time payments, such as reimbursements for updated election equipment, and will not be available on an ongoing basis. In addition, the county's reserve, optimistically pegged at $5 million, currently stands at just $1.6 million. Some news from the budget update. Despite the state's looming $9 billion deficit that will also impact county finances in the upcoming fiscal year, property tax increases are expected to bring in an additional $950,000. Sales taxes are expected to bring in additional $130,000, and an increase in the timber yield tax is thought to bring in another $1.6 million. The budget review also took a look at various services provided by the county, and one fund that has concerned the board and staff is the Economic Development Fund, which will have a deficit of nearly $1 million at the end of the fiscal year. While no specific proposals were made at yesterday's meeting, staff will continue to work with Economic Development to bring the fund back into the black. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Camera.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When Humboldt State constructed the College Creek apartment complex, they did so with energy efficiency in mind, and now the foresight has paid off, literally. Pacific Gas and Electric has presented an incentive check of more than $15,000 to the university for energy savings derived from the energy-efficient features of the apartment complex, which translate into much less electricity and gas usage. Congressman Mike Thompson has sent more money to the North Coast. Reporter Dan Squire with the details.
Congressman Mike Thompson has secured $450,000 for the Humboldt Bay Harbor and Recreation District for the dredging of Humboldt Bay. The money comes from the Army Corps of Engineers and will be used to address the operation and maintenance of the bay. Congressman Thompson pointed out the importance of the harbor to the North Coast economy and that the funding will allow Humboldt Bay to remain the only deep water port on the North Coast. The harbor is dredged on a yearly basis to deepen the channel and is critical to the safety of the shipping and fishing fleets.
Thank you, Dan. With the KIN essence of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.